limits. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Everybody, it is the Texas Psychic Medium coming live from my cell phone. Hi, Lynn.
Hey.
Well, what did I say, Lynn, was going to happen? Or what did I say that I wanted to be in a week? Do you remember?
I don't. I thought it was, now you know what, I'm not even going to guess. I don't remember.
I said I wanted to be in love by this time.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Uh-oh.
I'm in love. Would you like to know with what?
I was going to say, probably not a guy yet, but with what are what are you in love with?
I am in love with myself that I literally just went through another really big transition in my life, and I completely didn't break down until maybe an hour ago when I was hanging the curtains in my office, and my friend that I, you know, moved in with, she and I are rooming together in this new house of ours, and so it was like, I was like, I think I'm having my meltdown now. And it was just kind of like, because I saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Have you ever been through something that is so big and you're just constantly living in a state of stress, even if you don't think that you are?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like that stress just goes away in a split second and you realize, oh my God, I think the struggle's over.
Been in that situation, sure.
Yeah, and that's it, like that's exactly where I just got. Was I have been through so much over the last course of a year and 4 months in that house that I was living in, and that was a lot of energy that I was running, which I'll explain later, and then to kind of have this situation come up, like, just out of the blue, which I'll catch everybody up on, it was just like, oh my God, I think I can finally breathe. I think I'm actually finally there, if there's even any such place as there. Because I don't even know anymore. I think that we're all just constantly shifting and moving, and I literally moved in, like, on Friday. Like, I started moving my stuff on Friday, and brought my parents back into my world. They were helping me. I was completely out of that other house, you know, by Sunday. I think it was Sunday. No, by Monday. What is today, Lynn? Wednesday? Yeah. So I was completely out by Monday. I started moving stuff Friday. No, I'm sorry. I started moving stuff Saturday, and then my friend's dad came into town from Ohio to visit her, and so it was, like, cool because I've had, like, my parents were able to meet my friend's dad, and then we were moving in at the same time, and there's a lot of transition, but there's been a lot of cool stuff that has happened, and I just kind of laughed, and I told my friend as I was moving in, I said, oh my God, I feel like we're in college, and we're rooming together, and instead of moving into the dorm, we moved into a house. And our parents are meeting. What are the chances? You know, your dad lives in Ohio, and he hadn't been here yet to be able to see you, and he just so happened to come on this at this time. Like, it was just really kind of cool because there's all these interesting transitions that a lot of people are going through, and I'm going through the same thing. And I literally live in the room that I just set up for my office had a full-size bed in here because what ended up happening, because I know a lot of people that are following my radio show, I was receiving text messages from people asking, are you going to do your show tomorrow? Are you going to do your show on Wednesday? And honestly, I thought, wow, people care if I'm going to do my show? Like, how crazy is that? Like, people are really listening? And I'm like, God, okay, this is amazing. And so, because at first I thought, oh, well, I just won't do it. I'm too much in transition. I don't even have my office set up. I feel discombobulated. I don't even know how I'm going to connect to myself, let alone people. Like, I was all in all these other places. And then when I started receiving messages from people asking if I was going to go on air today, it almost makes me want to start, you know, crying a little inside of myself, because through this whole transition of myself with all this past karma that I've had to clear, people really do care. Like, it really made me feel like people really do care what I have to say. Or they, even if they don't care, at least they're interested in the drama. And so I was like, okay, I've got to get this done. And then this morning, it was just one of those things where I said to my friend's dad, I said, well, why don't you just sleep in my room? And, you know, I can sleep on the couch or, you know, whatever. But then all of a sudden I went and I told my friend, I said, well, no, I think I'm going to sleep on the floor in my office, because I'm literally birthing a whole new sector of my life with my business. And so I thought to myself, and I told her, I said, how cool would it be for me to have this opportunity to sleep in my office because I can? Because on any other normal night, I probably wouldn't do it. And so I said, why not sleep in my office and christen it? It's kind of like when a couple moves in together, if they're married or they, you know, they live together for the first time and they have sex in every single room so they can christen it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of me having sex in my room with myself, of my office, I'm just going to sleep in it. Just going to make me a pallet on the floor with all of my things. Because it's all set up now.
Well, good.
Yeah. Okay, I feel better now that I got that out. Okay, Lynn, I have to ask you a question. Enough about me, and let's go to you for a minute. What has been going on in your world in this past week?
Not much. Work. Kids, getting ready for Thanksgiving. That's about it.
Yeah? Anything exciting or intrusive happening?
No, not really. About the closest thing is, you know, finding out my kid's doing well in school. That's about it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, other than that, same old boring me. That's about it.
That is so funny you just said that, because I literally was about to ask you, do you feel like you're bored?
To an extent, yeah, I do.
Okay. So you're basically looking for some excitement to spruce things up in your world to where you can go, wow, you know, life is exciting.
Yeah, and I have a few ideas, but, you know, nothing major as of yet.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Now I know where I'm going to head with all this. Okay. This is going to excite me. Okay. Oh, and just because we're not on Skype, because I don't have my internet and cable hooked up yet.
Right.
We're coming on Sunday, although I am manifesting that maybe somebody has a cancellation and they can come earlier. For everybody out there, I am on my cell phone, which is what I mentioned at the top of the hour. So if I sound a little weird or whatever, it's because I am on my cell phone. But guess what, Lynn? Because, like, the old house that I lived in, it was all hardwood, and it didn't matter how I decorated my office or what pictures I had up or whatever. As you could tell, the acoustics were like, it was like I was hollow. And in the house that I'm in now, it's like there's carpet in the office, and it fits all of my things. It's just a little bit smaller than the office I had at the other house, but it's so much cozier and nicer, so I shouldn't be sounding as hollow.
We'll find out by next week.
We'll find out by next week. So anyway, that always bothered me. You know what I mean? That, I don't know why, but that always bothered me. Okay, so moving on. Oh, So you'll just have to let me know what time it is and when we might need to take a break or whatever, okay? Because I can't chat with you on Skype this week. You're faceless to me, Lynn. I can't see your face.
Okay. Not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, but for most people, okay.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like looking at your face. Okay. So I want to catch everybody up on exactly how all these shenanigans went down. Because I know that I like to run patterns that create a stir in the energy. Like, when I make a decision that I'm going to do something, Lynn, it's like, holy moly, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad. I'm talking like all of my spirit peeps come together and they're like, whoosh. I mean, it's like, I will channel and access any kind of energy to create that movement. So when I move, Lynn, I move big. Like, I am probably the most focused person when it comes to me going, okay, this is what I have to do. This is what I'm going to create. This is how it's going to happen. And it's like, once my energy goes there, watch out, because I'm on fire, and I'll go. I will move. And that is why I was so liked by, like, my soccer coaches or my karate teachers or, you know, any mentor that I've had in my world, because all I have to do, all you have to do is light a fire in me, whether it comes from me or it comes from an external source, and man, I am solid. Like, I will get shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact that I moved into my friend's house that she was already renting, her lease was up at the end of November. And she has some very exciting news, which when it's official and she allows me to say, you know, that maybe I'll mention it. But anyway, so anyway, you know, she's in a really fun transition in her world right now. And so what we were going to do is because of all that issue with my landlord and the eviction and all that kind of crap, bullshit, it's not crap, bullshit, then we were going to just combine households for the next year. And we were just going to do a co-lease, you know, and that way we could have a year to where she wasn't paying $1,325 for rent, I wasn't paying $1,450 for rent, and we could just split that, and then we could clean up our credit report, get money in the bank to save, and live together and learn partnership, because we're both single.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, and she's like my best friend. I mean, she and I have been through, like, holy hell together and back again. Like, we've not liked each other, not talked to each other, come back together. You know, she's literally, like, my true friend.
Right.
But we're at a stage now where we went, okay, we've done enough growth and change work on ourselves, because we're very both strong energy, that we know how to balance and ground that energy and respect each other. So when we made this decision to do this, because we've lived together before and we totally blew each other out and didn't talk to each other for months. And so, but now that we know how to do all that, we were like, okay, this would be a good idea to do this. And so she was going to move in to the house that I was renting, you know, through the eviction process.
Right.
Like, you know, I ended up not having to move. She was going to move in. And so she had already put in her credit application fee and all this other kind of stuff. And so we were moving forward with that. Well, then all of a sudden, I kept getting these confirmations that house was about to go under.
Mm-hmm.
And so much confirmation that my neighbor said to me, did you hear all those fire trucks going down the street? On the other side of our street, she goes, this man's house just burned down. And I said, oh my God, no wonder I had been having all these thoughts about this house burning down, you know, that I'm living in. Like, I've just had this really weird, you know, burning of houses. And that is the second house on that street to burn down. And there was an old man that lived in it and whatever. And so I was like, okay, that's a sign. So basically, my friend and I said, okay, Well, we're going to move in together. You know, her lease was up at the end of November, and we were going to go find another house and move into it and this and that and whatever. So literally, last Wednesday, I did the radio show. Thursday, I kind of made the decision, okay, you know what? We can't live here. This is crap because this isn't, you know, we kind of both were like, yeah, this isn't very stable. So then Friday, she was like, so Wednesday, Thursday, she was sending me all of these places for me to go look at on Zillow. And so, because she was working and going to school and whatnot, so I said, okay. So I started going and looking at all these properties. Well, I was actually doing the energy work for both of us because we're both very independent, and we've had this thing where it's been like, oh, we want to live by ourselves again and prove that we can pay all this money to live and blah, blah, blah. And then now we kind of got to the point where we're like, okay, great, move past that again. And, you know, now let's be economical. But for me, it was like I had to run the energy work. So on Friday, I literally went to 4 different homes, and I was able to look at them and take pictures and send them to her and this and that, whatever. And it was really cool to see the transition of the homes that we manifested. So in the energy, it was kind of like, oh, great. So we saw this home. It had this feature. It had that feature. Okay, that was like the house I lived in. This is like the house you lived in, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it was kind of like walking down memory lane, but then also being able to look at other houses that had, you know, that might have been a two-story that we wanted, but they didn't keep it up, so it was really crappy and smelled and had dog pee in it and things like that. So by the time it was all said and done on Saturday, you know, my friend, you know, we were talking on the phone, and she said, Shelby, I think maybe this is just the better option, you know, for us just to, you know, stay in the house that I already have, because it'll be big enough. We can, you know, convert the garage to, like, another room and this and that, whatever, because it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So it's the same size as the house I was living in. And, but it's just a little bit smaller in square footage. And so I said, yeah, I think that's going to be the best option. That's where I'm at now. I just had to do my processing and all the energy work. And she said, yeah. So, literally, then I started moving my stuff on Saturday, and I had already called her landlord and his wife, who's the real estate agent, told her my entire story, you know, this is the situation I'm in, and I actually knew her, because when my friend came to look at this house a year ago, I actually came with my friend and saw it with her for the first time, and spoke to the real estate agent that leased it to my friend. So, it's literally like a full circle moment. So I told my friend, I said, we've literally been working from the future, because it's 10 minutes from the house I've been living in for the last year. So nothing in my world changes. I still get to go to the same gym. I'm closer to the movie theater. I was already coming over here anyway. So it's like, you know, I just had to move all my stuff. And so it's really cool that we were able to do the change work to get to that place, and then here I blow in and, you know, really start getting together with my family and them helping me, and there was a lot of healing that happened there energetically, and, you know, so I want to tell people out there that are listening in the audience that sometimes when we spin a lot of energy, and I'm talking S-P-I-N, when we spin it, it's because we have to connect to that energy in order to create the movement. And if we don't spin that energy up, then we feel like we're stagnant or something's not moving, or we get lazy and lethargic and we want to sit around all the time or whatever, because we're not accessing the energy to get the movement going. So I tell people, you've got to spin the energy up to get the movement going. And one thing that I'm really good at is spinning the energy like a tornado. And when I do it, phew, it's like, wow, what happened to Shelby? And that's how I can get things done so fast. That's how I wrote a book really fast. That's how, well, 4 books. So it's like, because I tap that energy so I get it done instantaneously. Now, to some people, it may seem like it's a lot of drama. It is, because I'm spinning energy. But, however, purposeful drama because I'm wanting to get to the next level. So I've got to create the wind, the sandstorm in order to get me there. However, this time when I transitioned, like my friend just said a second ago before I got on air, she goes, Shelby, this time you did it easily and effortlessly. It just was a smooth move. And I said, yes, it was. Even though I've been working my fingers to the bone, you know, setting up the kitchen and moving my stuff in here and everything, and the house looks so cute. It's like a cottage. It's cozy. It's like, you know, everything fits, and the things that I didn't want, I left in the other house. And, you know, I haven't even told my landlord that I'm not in that other place yet. I didn't even tell him I left.
Okay.
Because at this juncture, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I understand that.
And so I literally, and what really, and we'll take a break here in a second once I finish this thought, and where I got with it is, for people that listened to my show last week, my landlord got the $2,900 to keep me in the house to call off the constables from the eviction. And so when he texted me again, he wanted me to sign a promissory note to pay another $2,900, which I'm not even entitled to pay because my judgment was $2,285 and I paid him $2,900. And he's wanting me to pay another random $2,900 and promise to pay that in a promissory note, because to him, he's telling me it's court costs and whatever. No, there was nothing there that I needed to sign. So I told him that he needed to go to the court and do a satisfaction of judgment because my judgment has been paid. And he wrote me back and said that once I pay off another $2,900 to him, that he would file that with the court. And that was the last straw for me. I'm like, this guy is completely unethical. He's squeezing anything he can out of me. He's throwing numbers out. Like, I immediately called the courthouse, told them the situation. They said, he cannot do that. You have paid the judgment. And they said, you need to come in and you need to file for a hearing so you can, you know, so you can get this removed. And So I literally went to the courthouse and I, you know, filed, you know, I just had to write on a piece of paper basically that I was requesting a hearing.
Right.
And so I can get that removed. So basically, you know, my parents are witness to this, my friends are witness to all this, but it was a really good lesson for me because I learned that in the ancestral line, my mother's grandmother had history and issues with the pancreas. Lynn, I never knew that because my mother was abused growing up and she left her family. And so I did not know what the lineage was on my mother's side of the family. And when you have children, you pass on that lineage, right? And you pass the energy on.
Right.
So I've been running myself ragged the last year and 4 months, manifesting a landlord with stage 4 pancreatic cancer that has issues with evictions and justice and all this other kind of stuff, which is also a pattern that I ran within that family lineage. So no wonder my life's been like this over the last year and 4 months. And when I found this out at dinner talking to my mother, I went, oh my God, this all makes sense. So I had to literally go through this shitstorm because I was the one who had to clear it for my family. And I did. So it was very purposeful that my mom and dad came back into my world, because for anybody that followed my story, I hadn't spoken to my parents in about 2 years because I called the sheriff on my sister for punching me in the face when I was living at their house. And so that created a separation with my family. So it's literally like this landlord in this situation brought my parents back in, so I was able to clear everything through the lineage with my family and through the landlord and even my friend and anybody that was involved. And so I look at it at the end of that line and go, damn, this was worth it. Because look at how many people benefited. So was I willing to create the chaos in the energy, in the movement? You betcha. Because now I have a stronger relationship with my parents. They're even bringing Thanksgiving dinner over to the house tomorrow. It's like, if none of this would have happened, I wouldn't have my family back, and my relationship with my friend would not be as strong as it is now, and to where we can both really now take this next year to just focus on the thing that we've been trying to focus on for so long, which is me growing my business and her, you know, graduating from massage school and getting her business done and moving into some other things that are happening in her world. So at the end of the day, is it worth it to create chaos? Yes. As long as you're grounded in the energy and it makes sense and it's good for the highest and best of everybody else that's involved. Whew, that was a lot. That made me stand up out of my chair. Okay, that energy's in. We can take a break, Lynn.
All right, we'll be back.
Okay.
Cosmic Broadcasting, changing the way you hear radio, one show at a time.
We're going to shake things up.
Compelling, inclusive, and without limits.
You ready?
Radio without limits. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Hey guys, this is Lynn Williams of Cosmic Broadcasting, and if you've ever had an issue with a computer or a computer system, you know how frustrating those things can be. I just had the pleasure of talking with Michael Clark of MRC Technology, and I come away from the meeting thinking that this is the guy that can do it all. Runs a company that specializes in network and computer support, can work on most computer system issues, has over 30 years of experience in the field. Anything from virus cleanup, firewalls, security, web and email hosting, even workstation and server maintenance. This guy can get the job done for you. Windows, Macs, or Linux, you can count on them to do whatever it takes to resolve your issues. Do yourself a favor and get in contact with MRC Technology. 5050 Edison Avenue, Suite 111, right down the hall from Cosmic Broadcasting. Michael Clark, MRC Technologies. Give him a call at 719-362-0710. Or check out the web at www.mrct.com. US.
It's on Action Radio with your host, Jazzy Jazz. I'm so glad to introduce to some DJ Fudge. When you say that DJs are getting lazy, what do you mean?
It's been my experience. On some events and things that I've attended, I've seen some DJs who want to play strictly for themselves and not for the crowd. I've seen some DJs that want to go in and all they want to do is just scratch all day and not pay attention to the crowd. I really see that a lot of DJs, there's no passion. There's no, you know, let me create this experience. And I think that's, you know, I think that's what's so wonderful about Fantastic Fridays and playing with the guys that I play with, because they have the same passion as I do.
Action Radio, Thursday, 8 p.m., only on CosmicBroadcasting.com. The Party People in Pueblo is a family-friendly place with live entertainment in their theater every weekend with dollar popcorn. Located at 685 South Union Avenue, they have been voted best of Pueblo for places to have a birthday. Check out their website at www.coloradomagician.com or call 719-582-1490 today for more information.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing.
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter.
Fantastic.
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic.
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcast 1.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking.
There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
I just love it when they say that. Oh, goodness, we're back. Yay! Lynn, I could listen to that whole song.
I know, but you got a show to do.
Well, you know what? I was just sitting here, and I was listening to it, and I completely zoned out. Like, and then I went, and in my mind I went, oh shit, I'm on the radio. Like, you know, because in my mind I was like, oh, I love that song. And then I went, oh my God, that's my radio show.
Yeah, the two most famous words that started the career of Rick Dees, oh shit. Yep, that did it.
Did it really?
Yeah, true statement.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently he was cleaning offices, and then I guess one of the stations was open, so he decided to try to start talking, and in the midst of him talking, he bumped one of the needles. That's how far back this goes. He bumped one of the needles, and on a live mic while trying to fix it, you heard the words, oh shit.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And he's,
wow!
And he's well renowned now, right now. I'm like, yeah, not bad for it for a first day fumble.
Yeah, not bad for an oh shit moment. Wow, that's crazy. Well, you know what I just saw, Lynn, is that there's a lot of people out there who are really about to go through some massive, heavy transition, and I know that has nothing to do with being a psychic medium and me saying that. However, what it does have to do with is that, and there's a pause. Ooh, now I can breathe. Is that a lot of people, the phone's flipping around. I must be doing the energy work. See, this is how I do my private sessions, is via the phone. So because I'm holding the phone, I'm literally doing the energy work through the phone. And when I say, oh, the phone's flipping around, it's because I'm grounding everything.
Okay.
So it's really kind of funny. But anyway, when you go through a transition, you have to become flexible. Because if you're unwilling to be flexible, then you're telling the universe that you're unwilling to create something. I don't know who I'm clearing. Then you're unwilling to create something bigger for who you are. And I'm literally, I think I'm working you, Lynn, because this is in my throat chakra. So I'm literally standing or sitting in front of this picture that I'm going to hang once I get off the air, and then I have a private session after I get off the air, and it says, simply become who you are. And I love this quote, because what we're always working on achieving for ourselves is really becoming who we are. And I love the word simply, because it should be simple. You know, becoming who you are should be easy as pie. There should never be this whole, oh my God, I don't know why it's so hard to shift and change and transform and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, it shouldn't be that way. We make it that way because our belief systems get in the way. A lot of us don't like change. A lot of us, you know, we get comfortable with where we are, and the thought of having to move, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, or whatever, you know, whatever creates movement can be overwhelming. And when it gets into the energy of that, you literally just want to sit and not do anything, because you're like, oh my God, that is just too much. I don't even know if I can think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when you go, oh God, if I do that, then I may miss out on what I can birth and I can create. And some people are just better at moving than others. You know, some people are just natural motivators and inspirers and things like that. So they can work a room like myself, okay, and I can get people to move. It's my job. And so I have to honor the movement because myself in my personal life, because my energy would be inauthentic if I'm telling other people to do it and I'm not doing it myself. So you have to have it congruent inside of the energy field. If you're going to speak something from your head, you better damn make sure that it lines up energetically inside of your system. If not, you're nothing more than just a, you know, hypocrite. And that's really where the word comes from, is that, in my opinion, I just made that up. And so it's like, if you don't follow your own advice, if you don't follow what's going on in your own head, and you don't line that up energetically, you're a hypocrite. Because it's not even if you physically do the action. If your energy is not lined up with what you preach and what you say and what you speak, then when you tell someone else to do it, they're going to judge you because they're going to feel that that energy isn't right. They're not going to feel that you're in love with them and what you want them to do, which is for their higher good and their best interest. They'll just be like, oh, she's a hypocrite. So I've worked really hard and fast and simple in the sense of, okay, if I'm going to practice what I preach, my energy better mean it. My energy better line up, and it better, you know, be what it's going to be. And so, that went in. Okay, done with that piece. Okay, phone's flipping around. This is how I do a session, basically, except I usually have, you know, specifics to other people. So, right. I must be doing a group session for the world. Okay. Enough about me. However, I want it to be about me. Now, let me explain what that means. Is that a lot of people want to hear about what's going on in everybody else's world, because then sometimes they don't have to think about what's not going on in theirs. So they'll project it onto other people. Hello, guilty of that myself, okay? And then they won't sit there and look at their own heart and go, well, what am I missing? Or what am I not fulfilled in? Because I want something more, yet sometimes it's easier to focus on everybody else or let everybody else do something and whatever, and you kind of just get to sit back and watch everybody else's show. And what I'm calling to action today is for everyone who's listening out there, whether they're listening live right now or they're listening to the podcast, that everyone who is out there actually take action today to be able to do what you want to do to begin the journey of simply becoming who you are. And in order to do that, you have to have a certain amount of faith inside of yourself that you can birth into you to where you will create action in order to bring the movement in that you need to go that step. Because if not, we get complacent and we get happy being complacent. But then once we're complacent, then all of a sudden we're like, well, I'm bored, or I'm not being challenged, or I you know, we start doing all that. And then we wonder, well, where is the lightning rod? Where is the magic? Where is the movement? And so I'm telling everybody out there that's listening, the magic and the movement, it's you. It comes from within you. And we always seem to sit back and think that it's on the outside of us, when really it's on the inside of us. So you have to strike that match and light that fire inside of yourself in order to get that flame to burn so you can pull into you the desires that you want. And when you do it, you might blow some things up in your world. You might have people go, well, you're crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. Or, oh, my God, there you go again, Lynn. Or, oh, there you go again, Shelby. Or there you go again, whoever. Okay? And I sit back and I look at those people and I go, fuck you, middle finger. because I'm moving. I'm creating a shift. And anyone that's around in my world is going to feel it, and they're going to shift too. So you have to do it from within you because you want it, not because you want to change somebody else or you want to improve your circumstances because somebody else isn't doing what you want them to do. You have to improve you, because when you improve you, it allows everybody else to improve themselves that is in your general vicinity. And so when you lose your passion, then you have to step back in and say, ooh, I need to bring something new. I want to bring something new into my world so I can strike that passion again. So now let me move into twin flame and what that means. So for anybody listening out there that understands the terminology of twin flame, this is a big movement that's happening on the planet right now. And I spoke about it on one of my radio shows earlier. I can't remember which one. However, I'm going to probably be speaking a lot more about it because I'm about to write a new book in relation to what that type of energy is, because most of my work has to do with people who are meeting their twin flame, and it's really creating a lot of chaos. However, the positive thing about it is that it doesn't matter if it's your actual twin flame or it's a soulmate energy, okay? Because everybody's tapping into that same energy regardless. So, but the twin energy is completely different. It's a much more powerful energy that people are starting to feel, and in that twin energy, you are forced, basically, by the energies and universal laws of how that works, to clean up all your crap. So that's what I've been doing, because I literally met my twin a little over a year ago, and I know who he is and all that kind of stuff, and I've talked about this before, but over this time that I've met him, I've literally had to clean up my crap. So I've had to go through, you know, a whirlwind, and I'm not with him or dating him or anything like that at the moment, of course, so because I'm so busy creating myself. And so what I want to tell people out there is that a lot of what I'm going to start speaking about is how you move forward with your life and how you utilize this twin flame energy. Whether your twin is in the picture or not is irrelevant. You're still picking up the energy where you're going, I'm kind of bored. I want something fun in my life. How can I move this? How can I move that? And I want to teach people energetically and move people energetically on how you can tap into what people like myself who are in a relationship of that twin energy, how we can help spin that for people so people like you, Lynn, or whoever is out there can be able to go, ooh, I'm going to ride the coattail of that energy, because if you ride that coattail in the next 2 or 3 years, you will be able to create things in your world, Lynn, and any listener out there that's listening right now, that is beyond your wildest imagination. So I need to, and I want, no, this is a need. I need to step forward and begin educating people on how to move that frequency of that energy to where you can utilize it when you don't even know you're doing it. However, it'll just create a shift. All of a sudden, you might wake up and clean your garage and go, wow, I've been wanting to do that for 5 years. I don't know how I just did that all of a sudden. Hello? Okay, probably because you listen to my radio show. So it's a very, I don't know who that was for. I just saw that in my vision. So anyway, it's one of these things where, I was checking my time here, where you can get so much done in the next 2 or 3 years to take yourself to a level when this energy is at an all-time high, and it's going to continue to get higher. And if I can educate and bring people on that field, okay, then by the next 2 or 3 years, people are going to go, oh my God, I'm so glad I did it then, because then what's going to happen is the energy is going to settle down. It's going to start slowing down, and then it's going to take longer to move again. Okay? So right now we're in quick. Everything's happening fast. And if you're aware and you understand and know how to tap into people like myself that know how to guide that energy, man, you could be a millionaire in the next couple of 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 years. Okay? Meaning, I don't know why I just extended it to 7 because then I dropped it down to 6. But 6 is higher magic. So I'm just doing numerology. Okay? So nobody out there take me literally on that. So, but 6 is higher magic. And so when you pull in the higher magic of the energy of the universe and you're aligned ethically with how you're doing that for the greater good of everybody involved, including yourself, oh my gosh, the things that you can create are magnificent. So I'm excited that I have had this drama occur in my world because I have cleared so much with myself, and what is going on in my world has nothing to do as a reflection of have I made any choices in my world that were mistakes or bad decisions or whatever. Of course not. Because everything that we do is just a method to move. And so we're the ones that go, oh, that was a mistake or that was a bad decision or I shouldn't have done that. No, you do what you do when you do it, because it's the only thing you know to do until you know to do something different. Make sense, Lynn?
It does.
Yeah. And so I tell people, if you sit and wait on, am I going to do this right? Is it going to work? Is it going to do this? Is it going to do that? Then you miss the opportunity. The energy goes away. You miss it. And then it's like, well, damn, I missed it. I should have paid attention. And then it'll come back around again. And if you don't move on that one, you'll miss it again. Because eventually, people will stop bringing you the synchronicities of maybe something you're going to do, and then a year later, you find yourself down the road going, damn it, I should have done that. So, however, your energy has to be ready to receive the energies that are coming in. And that's a whole other topic. And if you're not ready to receive, you might be in awareness that, okay, this keeps coming back in my world. I need to pay attention to it. However, energetically, you may not be at that place where you can pull that into you because you might be in a situation where you're dealing with too much other stuff. Okay, but at least it goes into the unconscious mind, and eventually you'll circle back around to it. Phew, that was a lot of energy. Okay, my closing statement, let's see. How much more time do we have, Lynn?
About 8 minutes.
Oh, 8. Okay, I love 8 because 8 is navigation in the numerology. Oh, look, and I just had a text message come in. Someone needs the number to call into the show, Lynn. I just got a text message. What's the number?
719-362-8855.
Oh, wait, hold on. 719-362. Oh, you're saying it.
Uh-huh.
No, we're on air.
719-362-8852.
So 719-362.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the last 4 digits?
8852. Normally it's 8851, but you're on 8851 right now.
Oh, okay. So today it's 8852. Okay. Good. I might have a caller happening in a second. Maybe I should wait. That's really funny. I was thinking I had to repeat it, completely forgetting that I'm on the air. Okay. All right. Let me see what's next here. Lynn, do you have anything to add?
No, not
while
really.
While we're waiting on this caller?
No, not really. I would just say keep going and keep going as if you're not going to have one. Until they do call.
Oh, good. Okay. Because the minute I get an energy like that, then it's like, ooh, my left hand is cramping up. Then I automatically, you know, tap into those people's energies. And then I get discombobulated. Okay. All right. How I'm feeling right now is like, I don't know what to do. This isn't me, Shelby. This is probably the person that I'm picking up. But it's almost kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what's happening, or, you know, like I'm feeling lost and confused. So this might be the person that is wanting to call in.
Okay.
When you get to a place, caller, whoever this person is, when you get to a place where you're feeling lost and confused, you may not know what's going on or how to handle your life or whatever, you got to take the jump. Because I just saw this person, okay, that I'm tapping into, I just saw them jumping into a swimming pool. Okay? And it's like jumping into the pool for the first time. You have to be able to have the courage to jump into the pool regardless of knowing if you're going to make it to the other side of the pool.
Right.
You got to jump. And if you have limbs and you can paddle, you'll make it. And so, however, most people don't jump into a pool by themselves. There's usually other people around. So when you make the jump, you're never alone. You've got the support. You just have to open up your mind, your eyes, your brain, your consciousness to go, okay, I have what it takes to move me where I need to, where I want to go. Now, I just want the courage to be able to do it. God help me. Because you are God. You are more than God. And that might offend some people out there because they're going to take that statement literally. Okay? So when I say you're more than God, you are. Because God is one energy. God is one universal source of energy. And when you just focus on that one energy that we refer to as God, then you're missing my energy. You're missing Lynn's energy. You're missing my roommate's energy. You're missing my dog's energy. You're missing Steve Jobs' energy. You're missing all of those energies that have gone before you and have become very successful and enlightened and have made it and have gone through the transition. And so I'm letting people know to open up your heart chakra. I'm doing it energetically. Open up that heart chakra and allow more energy to come into your body that can help shift you, because you are no longer here to do it alone. You're no longer here to do this by yourself. And we fixate so much on feeling like we need a relationship because we want that person to take care of us and help us out and whatever, and it becomes codependent. And so what you're wanting is a new relationship where you can have someone in your world, not because you feel like you need them to complete a piece of you that you feel is null and void. However, you want them because you're in a partnership with them and they're increasing who you are as a person, and you can be without them or you can be with them, but you, when they're gone, or you know, and you can open up your heart and love no matter what, that your life is not going to end if they weren't here. That's where the enlightenment comes from. And so that twin energy that I was talking about is about that, okay? It's about getting to a place inside of ourselves where we're no longer needy. Oh, I got to be with this person because if I'm not with them, I won't make it in my world. And, oh, it just hurts so bad that I'm not talking to them or they're not cooperating. We project so much onto other people because it's something inside of ourselves that we're lacking. So we focus so much on the other person outside that we forget to do it inside. Shing! Okay, how much more time do I have?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. That was a big one. I just looked at my little Egyptian pyramid. So I went to the state. I'm totally doing a group session to the universe. You know, when I went to the state fair, I have a YouTube video out there about my state fair experience. And so I really recommend and suggest that people go onto my website, which is thetexaspsychicmedium.com, and start looking at my YouTube videos. And when I get my internet, I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to start doing my YouTube videos again now that I'm stable and grounded. So anyway, I totally forgot my point. Okay, that went in. I don't don't know who that was for. And I'm sitting here pacing in my office, walking on this Asian type of looking rug that I love that was in my office. So I'm giving an energy in the last couple of minutes of richness, because people deserve to be rich. They deserve to be rich in spirit, in wealth, in wholeness, in ancestral lines, in financial structures, in friendship structures, in relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, I don't care. Relationships, okay? We all deserve to be rich. And we are in a place to be bringing in things that make us feel rich. It could be simply driving through a drive-through and getting something that you want when you know maybe you shouldn't have it, but you want it. Fine, go get it. It's only going to cost you a couple dollars, okay? And as long as you don't make a habit of doing that all the time, you're fine, okay? So I'm telling people in the last several, you know, maybe minute now, is take the next week before I come back on air next week, when I'll be on Skype, and I want to hear in the comment section what you do this week that you went and got what you wanted. I don't give a shit if it's a hamburger. I don't care if it was you were at the gas station and you found 10 cents on the ground and you were thinking about it and you wanted it and you got it. I mean, I don't care what it is. Okay, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, because it's the smaller things that matter. And so I've been working this week with other people on, be sure that you reward yourself for all of the energy work that you do on you or anyone else out there, because you are making a difference even if you don't realize it. And I want you to reward yourself. And if you have a hard time doing that and you talk yourself out of it, then we probably should talk and have a session. Because there's a reason why you're holding yourself back, you know, from getting what you want. And you can't get where you want to go if you're not even rewarding yourself with the smallest things that you want. It could be rearranging your bedroom and you don't do it because you think you don't deserve it. That's an unconscious thing. I don't know who that was for.
So definitely a lot.
Do what?
Definitely a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know who all this stuff is for, but at the same time, of course I do, somewhere in spirit. So I kind of feel like I'm grounded and I'm solid, and the message that was meant for those to hear this message received it or are receiving it in future, you know, podcasts. And I appreciate anyone who is listening and sharing this message with people, because the only thing we can do is duplicate ourselves. So if you're willing to share the podcast to someone, if it comes into your vision, okay, if you feel inspired to share it, then that means you know someone who is wanting to hear this message. And when you duplicate yourself five times, then you're putting out really good, what I call karma, if you believe in karma, by doing that, because you're sharing the message. So I tell people, only share if you're inspired, because if you aren't inspired to share, well, then there's nobody in your circle right now that wants to hear it, okay? However, if you're inspired to share it, then share it, because you're creating good karma for yourself, okay? I'm unattached to whether you do it or not. I'm here to teach people how to use these kinds of venues and radio shows and Facebook messages and websites and things like that to create good karma for yourself, to be able to pull into you that movement that you want to create a world for yourself that maybe magically you knew you could have it somewhere, yet you hadn't opened your eyes to seeing it yet. Ching! And on that note, Lynn, do you have anything else to add before we part ways until next week?
No, other than enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, that's tomorrow! I forgot already. I will. Like, it's been 2 years since I've had my mom's Thanksgiving meal because I haven't talked to them.
Nice.
And so I'm excited that she's cooking and they're bringing it to my house.
Good. Well, sit back, relax, enjoy that, and enjoy your week.
will, Lynn, and you too, and I'm going to be excited next week to see what transpires in your world in a week.